The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think that we need to rethink it and criminalize
to the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you. You had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
We love the air.
All right, good day, topers and topettes, and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, March 20th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. It's also got to be the first day of spring. So I'm outside here in beautiful Dahlonega, Georgia, northern Georgia, outside on the first day of spring, and I'll just give you a quick look around here. You can see it's just beautiful, not a cloud in the sky. Temperatures around 65 degrees here in Georgia, where there is a lot going on with respect to the legalization and medicalization of marijuana in this state. We've got so much news to bring you today from Georgia, including our first headline in the 420 radio news today, where the state of Georgia has unanimously, under its Senate, passed a CBD-only medical marijuana bill. We'll tell you more about that and other medical marijuana laws that are being proposed in our Behind the Headlines segment today. We're going to talk about the progress of medical marijuana laws, if you can call it that. Also on today's show, it's time for Cops Say Legalized Drugs. We'll be visiting with Ray Strack. Ray was a former Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection agent or officer. We'll talk to him about his experience in Homeland Security and why he believes, like all the members of law enforcement against prohibition, that we need to legalize and regulate drugs. We'll talk to him at half past, so stay tuned for that. At 45 past the hour, well, we got our Dropbox problem fixed, and so we do have some new Spanibus material from our good friend Gordon Green with Gordon Green's Music Planet. Stay tuned for that at 45 past the hour in our first hour, and in hour two, we will have his Tuesday and his Wednesday segments that we weren't able to get to you. We'll have those in the second half hour of hour two, so stay tuned for plenty from Spanibus. Also coming up, we've got our Daily Toker Tunes for Groovin' Thursday. Today we're going to bring you some video that was unearthed by our good friend Ico, who's going through some of my old tapes. It's Los Marihuanos, our good friends at one of the, I think the 2008 Portland Hemp Stock or Seattle Hemp Fest, I forget which, but we'll see that with their Smoke Session 420 video coming up for Daily Toker Tunes. All right, stick around. We're having fun here in northern Georgia. We'll be right back with the news after this.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Cast your eyes up to the skies. What is it to live and die?
Hey, tokers and tokettes, Radical Russ here to introduce you to my friend Matt and all the staff at Lush LED Lighting. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. If you thought LEDs were... meet the tech of today. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Let's just say I appear at a lot of events with the masters of indoor horticulture, and the harvests I saw from Lush LED lighting were big, tight, sticky, and very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Double your rewards and lower your expenses with Lush LED Lighting. Four20 Radio, fighting prohibition since 2012. I'm Radical Russ Belville, and I want to thank you for listening to 420 Radio. We couldn't survive without you and our sponsors, and I'd like you to check out one of our prime sponsors, the National Cannabis Coalition. I've been working with NCC since June of 2012, and I'm proud to be part of the team they have assembled. National Cannabis Coalition is building the partnerships with reformers, lawmakers, and industry we need to be successful. Visit the National Cannabis Coalition website at nationalcannabiscoalition.com or the easier-to-remember ncc420.com. That's where you'll get the exclusive first look at my radical rants, as well as informative articles from the nation's top cannabis pundits. Visit ncc420.com today, and if you have your phone handy, text Russ to 420-420 to support NCC and 420 Radio. It's a free text message that helps us help you end adult marijuana prohibition. Learn more at ncc420.com, and thanks for supporting independent marijuana legalization public radio. I'm Russ Belville. Georgia Senate passes medical marijuana bill from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The Georgia Senate on Thursday unanimously approved limited use of medical marijuana in Georgia, sending the legislation back to the State House with expectations of extended negotiations. House Bill 885 by Representative Alan Peake, a Republican from Macon, includes a separate mandate added by the Senate that would require health insurance policies sold in Georgia to cover behavioral therapy for children 6 and under who have been diagnosed with autism. The move could complicate passage for what Unterman has dubbed the Kids Care Act. The bill otherwise would provide immunity from prosecution to anyone who is in possession of the particular cannabis oil the bill wants to make legal. That would clear the way for patients and their parents to travel outside of Georgia to find a supply, most likely in Colorado, because it allows the oil's use in limited amounts. Supporters of the bill include the Prosecuting Attorneys Council of Georgia and the Medical Association of Georgia, the state's largest professional group of physicians. Alabama legislature approves marijuana oil bill from Fox10TV.com. The Alabama legislature has given final approval to a marijuana oil bill sought by families who want the oil as a potential treatment for their children's seizure disorders. The Alabama Senate voted 27-0 Thursday to agree with a minor House change to the bill. The legislation now goes to Governor Robert Bentley for his signature. The bill would fund a $1 million University of Alabama at Birmingham study on the effectiveness of using cannabidiol to control seizures. Bill sponsor Senator Paul Sanford said he is ecstatic for the families who are seeking a legal way to obtain the oil in Alabama. The oil does not get users high, and anecdotal evidence suggests it is an effective treatment. The bill is called Carly's Law, after a 3-year-old girl from the Birmingham area. Las Vegas to allow marijuana dispensaries, county advances pot biz process, from the Las Vegas Sun. In Clark County, commissioners approved land use and licensing regulations that clear the way for prospective medical marijuana entrepreneurs to begin filing applications for special use permits next month. A few hours earlier, the Las Vegas City Council took a stand on medical marijuana, voting to allow dispensaries and directing staff to bring back final regulations for a vote in May or June. The votes mark definitive progress for medical marijuana advocates who have been working to increase patient access to the drug since it was legalized in the state constitution more than a decade ago. Although medical marijuana was approved by voters, no system to legally distribute it was established until the 2013 legislature passed a bill allowing for a network of cultivation facilities, testing labs, and dispensaries. Clark County is the first local government in southern Nevada to pass regulations that govern how and where medical marijuana businesses can locate. Washington's new marijuana law may be freeing up police resources, from the Oregonian. A steep drop in the number of misdemeanor marijuana possession charges filed against adults over 21 in Washington state after legalization shows the new law is freeing up court and law enforcement resources to deal with other issues, a primary backer of the law said Wednesday. The state chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union found that such low-level charges were filed in just 120 cases in 2013, down from 5,531 cases the year before. King County's adult misdemeanor pot cases fell from 1,435 in 2009 to 14 last year. The pot cases that were filed in the state last year likely involved people caught with more than an ounce of weed or 28 grams. They're allowed to have under Washington's Initiative 502, but less than the 40 grams that can trigger felony possession charges. Of the 120, white defendants accounted for 82 cases and blacks for 11. That equated to whites for 2 cases per 100,000 residents, and for blacks, 5.6 cases per 100,000. Among people under 21, misdemeanor marijuana possession charges have also fallen in the past 2 years, from 4,100 or more in 2011, 3,400 or more in 2012, down to 1,963 last year. Medical marijuana in Oregon, new rules require child-proof packaging and outlaw many sweet treats, from the Oregonian. The Oregon Health Authority late Wednesday issued draft rules aimed at keeping marijuana-infused foods and candies from children. According to the rules, a dispensary may not transfer patients any products that are manufactured in a form that resembles cake-like products, cookies, candy, or gum, or that otherwise may be attractive to minors because of its shape, color, or taste. End quote. This has been your 420 Radio News for Thursday, March 20th, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we'll go behind the headlines and take a look at how silly medical marijuana laws have become in order to weed out the healthy people. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the best way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at omarfigueroa.com. As marijuana goes mainstream, you need to be armed with the facts. Nobody can teach you better than Dr. Mitch Earlywine, PhD. You may know Dr. Mitch from his column in High Times magazine or his weekly appearance on The Russ Belville Show. Dr. Mitch is also the author of some of the best books on marijuana science, culture, history, and health, including Understanding Marijuana, Parents' Guide to Marijuana, Pot Politics, and more. Visit Amazon.com and search for Mitch Earlywine, that's Earlywine, and order your books today. You can also contact Dr. Mitch by email at 420research at gmail.com. Hemp Beach TV with Blazy and Max from The Secret Hemp Beach. every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. GMT on 420radio.org.
Welcome back, everybody. 16 after the hour, and time for us to go behind the headlines where medical marijuana laws are getting extremely silly. Now that we've got 20 states, it's kind of interesting to compare them. Take, for example, cancer, glaucoma, and AIDS. If you're unfortunate enough to suffer from any of those diseases, you can qualify for an exemption from criminal prosecution for use of marijuana in almost every medical marijuana state. Almost. In New Jersey, it has to be terminal cancer. No medical marijuana for you patients with mere inconvenient cancer. No pot for you HIV/AIDS patients in New Jersey either. In Montana, you can only get marijuana if your HIV/AIDS severely affects your health status. I guess, you know, just your common AIDS won't do it. And in Nevada, HIV positive won't do it. You have to wait for it to develop into AIDS. And if you got glaucoma in Vermont or Delaware, you're out of luck. Now, what if you have something obscure like nail patella syndrome? Well, you're only covered specifically in Michigan or Maine, although you might qualify under pain conditions in other states. Do you have decompensated cirrhosis of the liver? Well, you better hope you're in Delaware or that the pain definitions in another state will cover you. Are you returning from war in Afghanistan and suffer from post-traumatic stress? Well, only Oregon, New Mexico, Delaware, and Connecticut will protect you. But what about pain, nausea, seizures, and spasms? Well, that depends. Some of the earlier medical marijuana states like Colorado will accept severe pain, but in Maine, it needs to be chronic intractable pain. And in Illinois, it needs to be severe pain that doesn't respond to other treatments or surgery. Alaska is fine with covering your nausea, but in New Mexico, it has to be intractable nausea. Seizures, like those characterized by epilepsy, will cover most seizure patients in most states, but in New Mexico, only epilepsy is allowed. Spasticity is all-inclusive in Nevada, but in Massachusetts, it's got to be multiple sclerosis, ALS, Crohn's disease, or Parkinson's specifically. And then there's California, an example all unto itself, where a doctor can recommend medical marijuana for any condition he or she believes it'll help. So doctors can and do write recommendations for anxiety, depression, stress, insomnia, fatigues, aches and pains, as well as every one of those 60 conditions that are spelled out in the various other 20 medical marijuana laws. 60! And meanwhile, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama, Utah, they're on the verge of passing laws that only allow the use of high CBD, low THC cannabis oil, only for intractable seizures, and only if the patients break Colorado and federal law by importing it. Now, these radical differences in medical marijuana laws state to state don't owe to any science or medical reason. There's no logical reason cannabis won't help a PTSD sufferer in Hawaii like it will in New Mexico. There's no meaningful data showing why growing marijuana plants is more dangerous in Connecticut than it is in Michigan. The only reason for these differences is political, and it's based on the need to continue punishing healthy marijuana smokers who choose to use it for fun. Only when we're all fighting together for the end of marijuana prohibition for all adults are we truly fighting for all the patients medical marijuana can help. All right. Tried to time the ending of that better, but it's 20 after, or it's getting close to 20 after here in Georgia. Maybe not so back in Portland. I'm not hearing the 20 after, but there we go. Sorry about that, Brian. I wound up too quick.
You gotta watch the chat. I was giving you time cues.
I can't see the chat and read the script at the same time. I'm only human, man!
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
I'm Seb Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAgenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Support the Russ Belville Show. Text the word RUSS to 420-420 and connect with the National Cannabis Coalition. You can also send $10 to the Russ Belville Show right from your smartphone. That's RUSS to 420-420.
In the afternoon, if I'm home, I smoke marijuana.
You're listening to Radical Russ. On the Russ Belville Show.
Oh, marijuana. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I got my ganja.
There is a peaceful solution called a peace revolution. And now let's take back America.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Like millions of freedom-loving Americans, I'm a marijuana smoker, and I don't think that should be any of the government's business. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana. The next time you light up, take the time to let your elected officials know how you feel. It's time we legalize marijuana and stop treating marijuana smokers like criminals. For more information on how you can help legalize marijuana, please contact Normal at NORML.org.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 23 after the hour. And before we get to our Groovin' Thursday Daily Toker Tune, just a comment on the chat room discussing Oregon's new rules. That's right. In our licensed dispensaries, they're not going to be allowed to sell candies, cakes, brownies, cookies, anything that is something a child might find appealing in shape, texture, or flavor, or whatever. So basically, all of our edible medicine has to taste like crap, which is the dumbest thing. And I wrote a comment in it in the Oregonian piece on it, basically saying there's two laws the legislature can't touch, and that's the law of unintended consequences and the law of supply and demand. I'm not going to go without my medicated caramel when I or caramel, as we say in the Northwest, caramel in the South. I'm not sure.
It's caramel.
We don't know. She says caramel. I'm not going out without my medicated caramel. Somebody's going to make it. Somebody's going to sell it. All we're doing by coming up with this new rule is ensuring that the state dispensaries and no regulation will govern how they're prepared, how pure they are, how they're labeled, whether they're in childproof containers or not. The brownies and the cookies and the cakes are still going to be made. I sure hope this law gets overturned. And there's still a public comment period. If you go to that Oregonian piece or follow at Radical Russ on Twitter, you can find the link to it. And you can send an email to publicly comment on how stupid this is. All right, let's get to our Daily Toker Tune. It's Groovin' Thursday. It's our homeboy, Pony Boy, my nugget from Los Marihuanos with Smoke Session 420.
Y'all wanna smoke with us? Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna fire up this big ass joint. I'm gonna smoke with you, motherfuckers. Here we go! Here we go, motherfucker!
Yeah!
Yeah, Mighty Waddles in the house, make some noise! Yeah!
Smoke session 420, blaze that kind.
accidentally get myself in your way. I need one more hit of this lovely strain. Man, it came in, Chief and Big Cheese. Kanye Kush, that sensey breeze. Yo, you smoking, that's all that. Smoke session 420, Chief and Lemon Meringue. B&M got the herb that's saturated. Puff, puff, now your mind be elevated. Take it with no worries in mind.
Just a little bit of past the time. Take the whip and pass it to me, it's that time.
Smoke session 420.
Go on and roll it up.
Twist it up, time to get stuck.
Smoke session 420.
Ride up the sexy, get ready to smoke.
Smoke session 420.
We keep smoking organic grow.
Smoke session 420.
We keep on smoking till our mind is gone.
Smoke session
420. Time to get blown. I take a look at my watch. 420 on the dot. Smoke session, and we got plenty of pot. Going round and round, and we ain't never holding down. On that ganja, marijuana, when we getting blazed out. Satisfaction guaranteed when I inhale my weed. Living the life in Amsterdam for about a week. Thanks to Apothecary, yeah, we live in a dream. Taking a flight 14 hours over the sea. Rolling large amounts of that sticky green. Lace it up with the best of hash, yeah, you know what I need. DJ Select the loop, the newest of the crew. I'm gonna blaze the blunt just for you and for my man Brett. You know we gonna represent. And for my people from Cash Crop, keep on moving non-stop. Smoke session 420, you better get ready. Smoke session 420, get ready.
Smoke session 420.
Grind up the scents, see, get ready to smoke.
Smoke session 420.
Smoking organic grow.
Smoke session 420.
We keep on smoking till our mind is gone.
Smoke session 420. Time to get blown.
Time for smoke session, man. Fire it up now. Let's get high. Smoke a QP to the fucking head, dog. Why? Ask why. Alaskan Thunderfuck. I'm on my way to studio, fucking bowling hat. With my homie Blazing Bruce, inspiration style. I forever last. Showing up by the end of the night, yo, I'm fucking tired.
High till it's legal. Can't you see? High till it's legal. Mighty wanna set me free. Smoke session 420.
Grind up the scent, see, get ready to smoke.
Smoke session 420.
We keep smoking organic grow.
Smoke session 420.
We keep on smoking till our mind is gone.
Smoke session
420. Time to get blown.
Smoke session 420.
Grind up the scent, see, get ready to smoke.
Smoke session 420.
We keep smoking organic grow.
Smoke session 420.
We keep on smoking till our mind is gone.
Smoke session 420. Time to get blown.
Support the Russ Belville Show. Text the word RUSS to 420-420 and connect with the National Cannabis Coalition. You can also send $10 to the Russ Belville Show right from your smartphone. That's RUSS to 420-420. You're listening to Radical Russ on the Russ Belville Show.
I'll say it'll recall it. Darling, your words to fail. Little red carpet, you need a lover that's gonna lay.
Drug Truth Network, Cultural Baggage with Dean Becker from Houston, Texas, every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. GMT, right here.
Watts is my friend.
Watts is not your friend.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
If you go,
I'm telling Mom.
But you my brother.
I don't care. Watts do drugs, and you ain't going.
One of the most disturbing elements of the Prohibition War is how it's made police the enemy of otherwise law-abiding cannabis consumers. Fortunately, one group of police officers knows the futility of Prohibition and reaches out to educate the community and current law enforcement. Today, the Russ Belville Show visits with another speaker from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition with one clear message. Cops say legalize drugs.
Welcome back, everybody. 32 after the hour, and it's time for our Cops Say Legalized Drugs segment. Today, we're visiting with Raymond Strack. He was a supervisory criminal investigator and supervisory special agent with the Department of Homeland Security, Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement in South Florida. Raymond, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Russ. And remember that I'm a retired supervisory criminal investigator and retired special agent.
That's right. I imagine you had to retire because carrying business cards with that many titles on it probably broke your back.
No, not oddly. I retired in 2010. I had a wonderful career. I loved what I did. Customs is an easy visual for trying to help society stop the importation. We try to stop the importation of all dangerous substances, one of which was, of course, our illegal drugs. And in that 27-year career, I began to see the sheer immensity of it all, and quite frankly, the untenable position of trying to stop narcotics from entering the United States.
Just give, you were working down there in South Florida, which, of course, you know, when I was growing up in the 80s, it was, the whole Miami Vice, the big cocaine cowboy era. But drugs have always been transferred through the South Florida area, through Miami. Can you give folks an idea of how much the seizure amounts grew as your career went along, from moving from like pounds to tons?
Yeah, you've kind of caught me off guard because I'm not ready for that question, but I can tell you that it just never ends. And I don't want to misquote numbers. They're pretty easy to find, and next time if I would have known the question, I could have prepared for it and gave you some numbers. But basically, I think the numbers are only a part of the story. The real story is, no matter what we do, just like we couldn't control alcohol prohibition, we can control adult consensual behavior. It's an immense waste of our resources, our tax dollars. We should be describing to our elected officials what we want to happen, you know, as citizens. I don't know the number. I can tell you that I've seen more drugs in a lifetime than most other people have. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. Now, Raymond, can you speak to how, you know, in politics, we often hear these politicians that are calling for tougher drug laws, and in law enforcement, they'll say, you know, we're not interested in the casual user, the low-level person. We really want to go after the big fish, the kingpins. How did that really work out in practice, though? Did you really get very many kingpins, or was it a lot of little fish?
Well, my particular experience, and to me, U.S. Customs is not just drug in law enforcement, and neither is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, now the new agency under Homeland Security. So I didn't, in my 27 years, I did not spend it all in drug enforcement. My two big exposures to drug law enforcement were very, very different. Of course, the first one was at John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York City. It's one of the areas I started, and you may tell from my accent that I'm originally a New Yorker. And we did not have a day where we did not have a courier arrest, a drug courier arrest at Kennedy International Airport. In those cases, it's very sad. It's a human tragedy. You're talking about, couriers who, in some instances, I swear it was the first time they ever had shoes on their feet, carrying narcotics, sometimes so dangerously internal, swallowers, we used to say, so dangerous and so willing to just do the smallest bit in this drug criminal organizations to buy their, maybe a family, a small ranch, or who knows what the money was going for. But that was that was one of the really troubling things that influenced my outlook on this whole thing. And then my second exposure was exactly the opposite down here in South Florida, where you really do get huge cases and huge kingpins. So I've seen both of those angles of the war.
Okay.
I hate to call it a war.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Raymond, I'm just wondering, as you have developed this viewpoint on, becoming a LEAP speaker, and wanting the legalization of drugs, many people can see the devastation that drugs have wrought in their society, in their community, and they're very reticent to want to support legalization, but they might go along with something like decriminalization. What do you tell them to convince them that decriminalization just doesn't go far enough?
Well, in addition to being a speaker for LEAP, I'm a huge supporter of normal and medical marijuana, and I think marijuana should be the first drug legalized. I hardly even classify it as a drug. And I tell you what, I think the danger and the damage comes from the criminal, two places, the criminal organizations that operate outside the scope of the regulatory bodies of the U.S. government and outside the vision of all of us citizenry. And then the second danger is when people do succumb, because look, drug use is not the same as drug abuse. And when people succumb to drug abuse and become addicted, just like they become addicted to alcohol, then we need intervention. The difference is people are afraid to go to intervention if they're addicted to an illegal substance, because it puts them at the mercy of the criminal justice system. And this is one of the reasons why I joined LEAP, because I believe so strongly in we have to separate the criminal justice system from drugs. It's a social issue. It's a moral and ethical issue. We create a subculture of criminals. We allow criminal organizations to control huge, vast sums of money, all outside the scope of the control of all of us, not just government, huh? So, I guess, let me answer to your question.
Yeah, no, that's very good. We're speaking with Raymond Strack from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And folks, if you'd like to get a speaker like Raymond in your area to talk to your city council, your Kiwanis meeting, whatever it might be, you can book a speaker by going to leap.cc. That's LEAP.cc. And Raymond, as we're winding things up here, you mentioned marijuana legalization. That's something we stand for here at 420 Radio. And we're very happy to hear, that you're in support of that. As you visit with these audiences and you talk to people about legalization of other drugs, how do you manage to put that idea in their head? What kind of support do you give for that?
It's a big leap. I can tell you something, Russ. It's a lot easier to sell marijuana legalization than it is to sell the end of drug prohibition. And I am a speaker in training, Russ, too. Let me tell you that I have my, I just began with the organization about 6 months ago. But let me say that the most important thing, and Peter Criss, one of our key speakers from LEAP, says we want incrementalization does not work. So slowly, step by step, legalizing one drug at a time won't change the culture. And what we really want to change is the culture. And I don't know what the environment will look like after Prohibition ends. None of us do. We're not. That's down the road. Let's not even worry about that. Let's just get the message out to as many people as we can that Prohibition is bad. It creates crime. It's horrible for our minorities and our young people. It alienates huge parts of our population. And so that's why I joined, and that's what I like to talk about.
That's excellent. Now, what do you think about the legalization in Washington and Colorado so far? What have you seen that you'd like to comment on?
Well, you know, I think it's great. I've read some. I try to keep abreast of happenings, and I have read some kind of negative things about Washington vis-a-vis supply and the way they are establishing their network of legal sales, which is completely different from the way Colorado's doing it. I think there will be states following, and I think it's good that the two states chose different paths. I think the Colorado path is much better. I think, look, marijuana, you know, medical marijuana and legal marijuana, people have to be very careful. I mean, I read an unbelievable article yesterday about the rescindence in the whole country of Canada of homegrown medical marijuana. They are going to make, after 10 years of being able to grow your own medically approved marijuana, they are taking that right away from Canadian citizens. So that's another reason why this incrementalization, this, you know, step-by-step thing is fraught with danger. Because all of a sudden, Sanjay Gupta gets on TV and talks about CBD marijuana, and states want to only legalize CBD marijuana, and only if it can be extracted and made into a dose by a pharmaceutical company. God forbid people should use the plant as in whole, as it comes, you know, a gift from the earth. I'm starting out, and LEAP, I think, is going to do a great job. I think what we're trying to do is spread the word to more conservative groups, a more varied audience, to try to just rethink the position of how we are addressing this issue. And marijuana kind of fits in there. I would say to, you know, everybody out there, be vigilant. Stay alert and watch out for developments in your state of Oregon and all the other states that already have medical marijuana.
Yes. Thank you so much, Raymond. Raymond Strack from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, especially for your words there on the incrementalism and the dangers therein. It's something we've been talking about here on the show quite a bit. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure, Russ.
All right, folks, when we come back, we'll have Gordon Green from Spanibus, his Thursday report, and in hour two, we'll hear his Tuesday and Wednesday reports. Stick around.
Smoke trees till you get what you need now. Designer drugs and minted smoke to get through the day. You always get them so high.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
.420 Radio, your ticket to the Boston Freedom Rally.
And we're back with more Spanibus 2014 on the Russ Belleville Show and 420 Radio. I'm Gordon Green. Spanibus is, without a doubt, the largest cannabis-related fair in the world, by any account. There are hundreds of booths, thousands of products, and companies offering everything you can imagine. Distributors, manufacturers, artisans, small companies, and entrepreneurs exploring the cannabis industry. However, there are hundreds of independent business people networking, basically checking out the cannabis scene, what is on the cutting edge of the industry. One of the guys I met doing just that was Dion Markgraf from San Diego, California.
This is Gordon Green back with Spanibus Week on the Russ Belleville Show and 420 Radio. Continuing our talk with visitors from around the world. Have a guy here. What's your name and where you're from?
My name's Dion Markgraf and I'm from San Diego.
Dion, what do you think about Spanibus? Is this your first time here?
It's not my first time here. I've been here a few times and this is by far the biggest for sure, and you know, probably the best. Looks like there's tons of business going on, tons of people, and the vibe is awesome. You know, people having a good time and doing business at the same time.
Yep. Where are you from?
I grew up in San Diego, but I've been all over the place.
Okay. What's this? I know San Diego has strange attitudes toward dispensaries, towards medical marijuana.
Yeah.
What's going on right there, in there right now?
It's horrible. We've got one of the worst DAs in the, I don't know, I couldn't say enough bad things about her. And I've been prosecuted 4 times, but there's prosecutions going on right now. There's a horrible case going on right in San Diego that people would not believe. And it's just overly crazy. Now, they just passed a dispensary law in the city of San Diego, so, you know, it's a competing of forces, you know, the good and the evil, but the government in San Diego is horrible.
Last week in Colorado, a judge ruled that all of the marijuana possession cases that were under appeal from a certain period of time pre-legalization in Colorado were all to be overturned, and this is going to affect hundreds and hundreds of cases about legalization. What is California's chance for legalization in 2014 or 2016?
Sadly, it's just a matter of money. It's so sad that there's so many rich people in California, and they can't, you know, bother to do the most obvious thing in the history of the world. I mean, it's just, I mean, what are we living in? What day and age are we living in? Everyone can, you know, get YouTube a million issues. And, you know, the crime has gone on too long. I'm tired of it. You know, San Diego's just one example of it.
Let's hope that they can legalize in 2016, and maybe the same laws will apply to get a lot of those cases overturned.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, after we have a bit of liberty, we still got to work on justice. So, you know, I'm an advocate of truth trials, just like after any war. You know, you can't have a future of peace without justice. And so I think, you know, for me, that's a big issue.
All right. What do you think about Obama saying that alcohol was more dangerous than marijuana?
Well, it's amazing that he finally came out of whatever he's been hiding, bubble or whatever. I mean, I don't know if this guy lives in the 21st century or just when he's operating drones or, you know, going over his kill list. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Have you seen the drones here?
Well, I'm sure they are.
I mean, there are drones in the building. For your information to the listeners, there are remote-controlled camera drones flying overhead in the Spanibus Convention Center, and it's really quite bizarre. Personally, I'm not really down with the drones,
right.
And I reserve to take them out of my airspace.
Well, but, I like peaceful ones. That's a
right.
Key one for me.
That's cool. Hey, man, I'd like to thank you for talking to me today. You have a product that you've seen that really stands out? Do you have a product of your own that you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I've seen some cool new products. This guy had some really cool chillum type of thing, clay for, the end.
Like a filter?
Yeah, like a filter.
Yeah.
But I'm here representing Hemp Meds. It's a company that sells CBDs all over America. It's a new thing. People can just go on Amazon. They could have it there in a couple of days. So, I think it's very important that people in America realize that there's opportunities like this. They don't need to move to Colorado per se. There's this new company selling CBDs all over America, and the company's called Hemp Meds. So check them out. I think it's going to be a big thing, and hopefully help change all these things.
And are you guys just waiting for federal regulations to change, or are you already moving right now?
We're selling it. We sell it on Amazon. We sell it in every state in America. You can order it on the computer. You can order from other people. We have from chewing gum to the straight oil to shampoo to salve. I mean, this is the real deal. If you know anything about CBDs, look into this for your family and for yourself.
Right on. And do they have a website?
Yeah, it's hempmedspx.com.
Hempmedspx.com. Right on, Deanne. Thanks a lot for talking to me.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more from Spanibus and the Russ Belville Show.
That was Deanne Markgraf from Hemp Meds. One of the great things about Spanibus is that if you are a grower, you are going to be in seed heaven. Absolutely. There were more than 100 different seed banks from around the world represented at Spanibus 2014 this year. I talked to one of the owners of one of the best around, DNA Genetics. I spoke to Aaron about changing marijuana laws and new strains on the DNA Genetics horizon.
It's Gordon Green back on the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio. I am with Aaron from DNA Seeds. Aaron, welcome to Spanibus Week and 420 Radio.
How's it going?
Great, man. What do you think of Spanibus this year? It's bigger. Some say better, some say not better. What's your opinion?
I think it's a great show. It's a huge turnout. Business has been great. Sundays are always a little bit slow, but I expect it to pick up later in the evening when it gets all coming to an end and everybody's rushing to get their last buys or they've been holding out.
That's right.
It's been a great show. A lot of people, I think, 30,000, 40,000 people.
Yeah, I think they're expecting 30-some thousand. Also, the Cannabis Champions Cup winner is announced later. At the end of the cup is when that's announced. I think festivities for that start at 7 o'clock tonight, something like that. Do you have something?
Where's that going to be held?
I don't know where the actual ceremony is going to be. It's in one of the corners.
Okay. In here.
Inside. And I was going to ask you, do you guys have anything entered on that?
Yeah, we have Skywalker Kush entered, and we have Tangy, another one of our varieties that's been almost unbeatable for the past year. It's Tangy, it's a sativa.
And before we talk about the strains, I want to talk about changing laws in the states. Colorado legalizing, Washington legalizing. We have Alaska, Florida, California, Arizona.
Obama saying tobacco and alcohol are more harmful than cannabis.
Very important. How does that affect DNA and Reserva Privada? How are you guys reacting to that?
It's not really it's affected us in a positive way, I think. More people are going to be growing their own. And they're going to need the seeds and the varieties from respectable breeders like DNA Genetics and Reserva Privada. So I think, in that sense, I think it's going to increase our business until the federal government legalizes cannabis and changes it. I think then another role, then you see DNA really present, you know?
Because in the federal government is going to allow hemp production on limited scales, and whereas
in Colorado and in Washington,
wherever it is, whereas you can tell a difference in a hemp plant and a cultivated cannabis plant, you cannot tell any difference in the seeds. So if the seed is legalized, does that change the whole picture? If it's legalized for hemp, can you say that that's a hemp seed and that's not a hemp seed?
It could, because if you're allowed to import hemp seeds from other countries, then it could change everything. You know, federally, you know, the law changes, it could change everything. I think that's what holds DNA and reserve product going back to their roots back there, you know, and opening up a dispensary and opening up a seed store, you know, and a merchandise store. I mean, it's what holds us back. This is the federal government. And, you know, we're watching the tides turn. You know, it's going to happen maybe in 2 years.
Let's hope. Hey, before I let you go, man, do you have a new strains out? Something you want to talk about?
Yeah, we have a couple new varieties out that are really nice. We have the 24K Gold, which is a tangerine and kosher kush. And then we have the Tangelo, which is tangy chocolate, super fruity, big yields, great taste, pleasant aroma.
What's your website?
DNAgenetics.com. We're on Instagram, DNAgenetics on Instagram.
And that's going to wrap it up for today's edition of Spanibus 2014 from Barcelona. Join me tomorrow when I'll spend the entire segment with author and noted grower Jorge Cervantes. We'll see you then on the Russ Belleville Show.
Well, there you go, folks. Gordon Green reporting from Spanibus. And again, we'll have his other, the rest of his reports from Spanibus from Tuesday and Wednesday coming up in hour two at the end of the hour. I'll be here in North Georgia. I'm just taking a look around. You can see the home here, the beautiful home of Sharon Ravert, executive director of Peachtree Normal. And just what a gorgeous day it is out here in Georgia. Stay tuned for hour two. Like I said, Spanibus coverage coming up next. We'll talk some more about those stupid Oregon Health Authority rules on medicated edibles and more. Big thanks to Brian the Red out there at Roll G Studios in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Out here. We'll bring you more live from Georgia tomorrow. Stay tuned for hour two. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belleville Show. The Russ Belleville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down. Attention, attention. Attention. Oh yeah, attention. Spanibus.
this week starts Monday, March 17th on the Russ Belleville Show and 420radio.org. Join me, Gordon Green, as I bring you all the happenings from the largest cannabis expo in the world, Spanibus 2014 in Barcelona, Spain. Daily reports, all-access interviews from Jorge Cervantes, Danny Danko, European personalities like Cannabis Cure UK and The Dope Fiend, and many more. All here with me, Gordon Green, starting Monday, March 17th on 420radio.org and the Russ Belleville Show.